Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball, who's managing director with Stifel Nicolaus. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. Good to talk to you on this Monday morning. Thought we'd talk about the publicly traded flooring companies. Let's do a little reverse order this time and talk first about Interface, especially in light of their recent divestiture of Bentley Prince Street. They've reported that their revenue is down a little bit, but when you start talking about European currency conversion, it's almost flat, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Interface has roughly 30% of its mix in, quote, Europe or outside the U.S. It's not all traditionally European. There's some Middle Eastern and Eastern European, but I think they've held their own in what are obviously very difficult macroeconomic trends there. So I was actually pleased with the relative strength of Europe and what they're facing there.
And this decision to divest itself, you think that's going to be good for everybody involved?
Well, Bentley Prince Street has failed to make money for quite some time. Essentially, there's been a slow, long erosion of the broadloom business there. They've been supplementing that business with tile for years. But it's tough when you're a manufacturer and you're running lower units every year through a plant to make money. So this is not the first time they've looked at exiting that business. Presumably they got a price that made some sense. So I think they're going to be much more focused now on the core carpet tile business commercially, as well as maybe a little more focus on the residential floor business as well.
And they'll be able to put that $35 million in cash to use, you think?
It may sit in cash. They do have some bonds they can buy back, but a limited amount each year. I believe it's 10% of the bonds outstanding each year. You know, historically, they've had a levered balance sheet. They brought that leverage way down. So it obviously puts them in a better financial position. But I think it's more the distraction of exiting a business that took time and energy and frankly had no return on capital over a very extended period of time.
Okay. Next, just in volume, let's go to Armstrong, which out of all of the three that you tracked, that was probably the most disappointing results, wasn't it?
Here again, we've got the European issue that we know about. They're now in vinyl flooring in Europe only. They exited the residential business there. So, you know, significant pressures there. Of course, Armstrong makes the bulk of its money selling ceiling tiles, and the unit volumes in the U.S. have flattened out there. We've seen a slowdown in the refurbishing activity in the commercial area in general. Certainly on the wood flooring side, they got caught a little bit by a inventory adjustment by one of the home center chains. That tends to happen here and there. Not too worried about that. If you look at the trends in the wood flooring division over the last several quarters, they've been growing and very profitable. But, you know, a lot of that vinyl business is residential replacement, or repair, remodel, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that business is still quite soft.
Mm-hmm. You were commenting in your report that that Lowe's had cut back on the inventory it was holding with them, but you didn't think that was a share shift, but it affected them by 6.6%, apparently.
Well, you can run into issues where a large customer, I know Mohawk ran into this with some of their rug customers, for whatever reasons, alter their strategy or the cadence of their strategy so that year over year they may not run a promotion at the same time. Or they may decide to lower their overall inventory levels, or they may decide to de-emphasize a category. I don't think in Armstrong's case with wood, it's the latter. It seems to be that they wanted to reduce stock inventory levels.
All right. And the last one's Mohawk. While their revenue was, I guess, relatively flat when you talk about currency conversion, their earnings were up. Let's see, went up to $73 million versus $61 million last year. So
yeah, what we look at trying to decipher what really is going on with the business, we look at adjusted operating earnings, so before things like interest expense and taxes, which can move around. Mohawk was able to achieve a 7% growth year over year in adjusted operating earnings before interest and taxes. That was on lower volumes year over year. So extremely good cost controls. Obviously, some benefits of mix, particularly in the carpet area with the Smart Strand products. So I think all in all, given the backdrop, an impressive result. We'd all love to see volumes growing around the world as well as here. That's not been the case. And these are terrific earnings in the face of difficult times.
Now that you've sat through and listened to all the conference calls and then talking about the second part of the year, what is it more of the same? It's going to continue to be lethargic and flat through the rest of the year, you think? What do you see?
Well, we've set up for, what's unfortunately a repeating pattern where we start the year with great enthusiasm and excitement, somewhat justified by early season results, to then enter the second quarter and find out the consumer, the economy, is not where we'd hoped it to be, and that's precisely where we are again. I think with the elections in front of us, with signs everywhere that economies are decelerating, it's hard to get bullish on the very near term. So I think we're going to have a tough summer, the remainder of the summer, and I think consumers are going to be cautious going into the elections at least. We'll see if that changes attitudes at all, but all the leading indicators I look point to slowing.
Mm-hmm. Slowing versus, right now I think we're seeing flat. Do you think it'll be even softer than flat? Or?
Well, depending on what little the sub-market you talk about, I'm referencing the repair, remodel, consumer, retail, whatever you want to call that. Mm-hmm. I think it went negative in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. That piece looks negative to me in the second half. You do have the residential construction piece actually growing. If you look at housing completions, which is essentially taking housing starts and lagging it a quarter or two, you're going to see nice increases on the 15% to 20% year over year. That will help, but as we know, housing construction has collapsed, so its percentage of current business is very low. So it won't have a huge impact. Commercial looks to me like it was decelerating as we entered the second quarter. So repair, remodel, consumer, commercial appear to be slowing. We'll get somewhat of an offset from residential construction in the second half of the year. But, I put all that together and I think we're probably looking at best a flat environment, likely down a little bit in units. Pricing is up. And we'll see dollars maybe flat or slightly up as a result.
Now, you did a report I got on July 20th that was pre-reporting review of the retail and consumer part of flooring. And you were talking about mix shift, and I thought it was very interesting. You were pointing out that carpet was flat to slightly down, but the ceramic was an anomaly there and was perhaps even double-digit in growth. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to get good current data on the non-carpet segments, ceramic, wood, vinyl, etc. But it certainly appears that the hard surface categories grow nicely in the first half of the year. That's not been the case in carpet and rug. We've certainly seen the home center channels, which are larger in hard surface than they are in carpet and rug, for whatever reason, emphasize the hard surfaces and de-emphasize carpet. I'm told it's just somewhat to do with timing of promotions, but I think that's had some of an influence as well. And in the early stages of the recession, we saw lower price point products and flooring generally doing better, and that would include, of course, carpet and vinyl. I don't know if this signals that, the consumer is coming back out of their funk a little bit and willing to spend on more expensive grades of flooring, or if it's just the emphasis by the home centers on the category for a brief period of time. But clearly, hard surfaces gained share from soft floor covering in the last 6 months.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the affluent are starting to spend a little bit more money.
It could be. Yeah. It's, again, very hard to get a good data on that, but the numbers speak for themselves.
And one of the key points I want to put some emphasis on is that we've all heard that the home centers, as far as carpet sales in the second quarter, are off. I mean, off more than the business, so they could be losing share in carpet right now.
Yeah, and again, I don't know precisely why that would be occurring, other than they've made a conscious effort to advertise other areas and not promote in that area.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Good to talk to you as usual. Again, we've been talking to John Ball, who's Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.